It's 88.5 KCSN. I'm Nick Harcourt, your host for the program. And yesterday, Broods were in town. They played a show last night at Bardo, but before they went across there, they came in and recorded a session for us. We're gonna listen to some songs in just a moment. But first of all, I want to welcome Caleb and Georgia Knott. Nice to see you guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
What's the first song you're going to play for us? We'll hear a couple of songs, and then we'll come back and have a bit of a chat.
We're going to play our single, Bridges.
All right, here it is. It's on The Morning Show with Nick Harcourt at KCSN.
Every woman I am, laying in an hour, just to push it aside, start a little behind you, with anyone that I said. Could I made you forget, would have given you more, but it was all in your head. And we're parting all the branches now, watching it go up in flames, no way to build it up again. And we're parting all the branches now, 'cause it was sink or swim. Pushing down on my shoulders, and I'm singing my lungs, and in a moment I'm older, and I'm escape me like it's nothing, like words I never should say. And distress comes to the surface, but all of the heroes are dead. And I hate that I can't say your name without feeling like I'm part of the blame. And it's never gonna feel quite the same, 'cause it's never gonna change. And I hate that I'm always so young, how I'm feeling gonna feel like it's done, 'cause it's never gonna change, never gonna change, never gonna change, never gonna change. While I dance here softly, you're next to me again, you're next to me again. We're still tugging on each other and tearing at the fragments. And I hate that I can't say your name without feeling like I'm part of the blame. And it's never gonna feel quite the same, but it's never gonna change. And I hate that I'm always so young, feeling like you were the one. And it's never gonna feel like it's done, 'cause it's never gonna change, never gonna change, never gonna change, never gonna change. Oh, never gonna feel quite the same, 'cause it's never gonna change. And I hate that I'm always so young, how I'm feeling like you were the one. And it's never gonna feel like it's done, 'cause it's never gonna change, never gonna change, never gonna change, never gonna change.
You're listening to Broods live session in our studio at KCSN. It's Caleb and Georgia Nutt. We already welcomed you once, but now that we've heard you play, thanks. You guys are good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Why don't we hear a little bit of background? Obviously, our audience probably only knows the one song that you played for us at the beginning of that set, but you're from Auckland, New Zealand. Tell us a little. Brother and sister, by the way, as well. So
yeah.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about Broods and how you guys ended up playing together. I mean, you grew up together. Were you playing together earlier on? Or
yeah, I mean, we've been playing together since we were about 8 years old or even younger. I guess we're always encouraged to play music with each other because our family's very musical. And
is it just the two of you?
Yeah.
Two siblings?
Yeah. Two siblings. Oh, no, we've got two younger sisters and an older brother.
Oh, okay.
But it was mostly us that played together as when we were younger, and it kind of just developed through high school. And it wasn't until like last year that we started actually exclusively writing just us two.
So what about music that you were listening to? You said you were encouraged at home. Were your parents listening
yeah,
to
stuff? Yeah, so our parents stuff were that was rather musical.
Influencing you? Or were they playing?
They used to play quite a large range of different music. So Dad was really into the Eagles and Neil Diamond, and Mum would listen to Amy Grant and Neil Manhattan Transfer,
wow.
Things like that, yeah. So there's kind of a lot of different influences, but
what about your own influences? What about stuff that you were listening to? Either of you, maybe Georgia, you can jump in on this.
Yeah, I think like we kind of started off listening to the same kind of thing, and we still kind of have good memories from that music, but it's definitely not really an influence to our music that we play now. We're more kind of listening to electronic pop sometimes like we'll listen to the real alternative stuff, and Caleb's really into that kind of thing. And
like what?
I listen to a lot of like Tom York, and I don't know, Mode Rat is a favorite of mine, and like James Blake, and I like Weird and Wonderful stuff. And
what about Kiwi bands? Anything?
Kiwi bands? Yeah, I like Sheepdog and Wolf. He's got some amazing stuff, and really into him at the moment. And Lawrence of Arabia is another one that I really like.
I like them. Yeah, they've been around a couple of years now.
Big fan of UMO, Unknown Mortal Orchestra too.
Right. So tell us about your music then, and how you guys write together. How does a Broods song develop?
It changes quite a lot. Like we just kind of try to keep experimenting with different processes and stuff, so it doesn't all come out the same. And sometimes I'll have like a demo or something that I've recorded in my room, like a complete song, and then we'll take it to the studio and build it up from there. Or sometimes we'll start from scratch in the studio, and it's just kind of ever changing and ever evolving.
Tell us about working with a producer, and what does that bring to it? You're working with Joel Little.
Yeah, that's awesome. He's like just a really good guy. We've known him for ages, and yeah, he's just kind of knows exactly what.
Very easy to collaborate with.
Yeah, he just knows what to do, and especially when working with us, he just knows us quite well and makes it really easy when we're, you know, experimenting with new ideas and stuff. We kind of get on just really good vibes.
Well, you know, it's inevitable, obviously, that the conversation works around to the fact that he worked with Lord, and obviously Lord is somebody who's put the New Zealand music scene on the map. I mean, it's a small country, right? I mean, what's the I lived in Australia many years ago, but what's the total population of New Zealand?
4.5 million
for the two islands. It's like 4.5
million, right? And like about 1.5 live in Auckland. So
right.
Of New Zealand's very sparse and spread out.
So I'm intrigued to know. I mean, obviously you were there doing your own thing anyway, but I'm intrigued to know what kind of attention that has brought to the Auckland music scene. I mean, A&R guys from America flying out there to see bands, and it's like the new Seattle, or what's going on down there?
She's done an amazing thing for New Zealand music, and it's just kind of, it's like New Zealand's been put in the spotlight, and then now people, when they hear about New Zealand music, they think, oh, so it's quite good, like, right. Rather than be like, where's New Zealand?
Right.
So, yeah, she's just kind of led the way to overseas, and it's been really good for us because it means that people associate us with Lord, who's really talented.
Sure.
And then kind of get to know us and then like us, and it's been a big push in the right direction for us.
So, you know, last year you got a bit of attention in the blogosphere and all that kind of stuff. You're now signed to Capitol here in the US, and as you mentioned, there's going to be a debut album later on this year. What's going on in between now and then? I mean, this is your first press stuff over in the States, right?
Yeah, this is our first, like, trip over here to do shows and promo and things like that. But, yeah, and then we head off to the UK and do a few shows there, and we'll be coming back very soon. So I think May or April, we'll be coming back and doing more shows in more cities and things like that.
Cool. Well, welcome to Los Angeles.
Thank you.
And this is your first US press thing?
Yeah. We've only ever been here once before, and that was to sign the deal.
You're in the right place, I'm telling you. So what are you going to finish up for us with?
We're going to finish off with a song off the EP called Taking You There.
All right, we're going to do this, and then we'll wrap it up at the top of the hour. Thanks for coming in, and Jim Nelson will take us through the rest of the day after we listen to the last song, Broods, on The Morning Show. It's KCSN.
Taking you.